Yeah, the fruit basically represents the love of God. There's two verses I want to ask everybody a question about.
What just happened? They were telling the difference between.
So what happened was they heard about the dream.
That's right.
And then
they didn't understand it,
and so they were asking Nephi to explain it to them. And Nephi said, "Look in the verse again, that says number 8." After they asked their question, verse number 8. You want to read it, Alec?
What? Verse 8?
Verse number 8 in that chapter 15. What does it say?
1 second.
All right, I'll wait for you.
Verse 8. And I said unto them, have ye inquired of the Lord?
Inquired. Do you know what the word inquire means?
No.
It's another way of saying ask. Have you asked? Do you know how you ask Heavenly Father if you don't want to know something?
Pray.
Exactly. So what had they not done? They hadn't prayed yet, had they?
Mm-hmm.
So read verse 11, Hannah.
Do ye not remember the things which the Lord hath said? If ye will not harden your hearts, and ask me in faith, believing that ye shall receive with diligence in keeping my commandments, surely these things shall be made and known unto you.
So that's a promise. And I know that promise is that that's a promise that is true, because when I've read the Book of Mormon or when I've had questions and I've asked, I've gotten answers like that, just like that. Have you ever had that happen to you, Alec?
What?
Where you've had a question and you've prayed about it and you feel like you got an answer?
Yeah.
What was it about?
Do you remember what it was about? You forgot? All right. There's another thing at the end. Turn to verse 34.
You know how on the side there's like self or whatever, what's your...
Do you want to read verse 34 real quick, Alec?
Okay. But behold, I say unto you, the kingdom of God is not filthy, and there cannot any unclean thing either into the kingdom
enter.
Of God.
Enter into the
uh-huh.
kingdom
of God. Into the kingdom of God.
You can stop there.
And they said nothing bad can enter into the kingdom of God.
Exactly, exactly. So something had to happen in order to make it so people could go into the kingdom of God. Because sometimes, like imagine when you go outside, Alec, and you play baseball or something like that, and your clothes get really dirty. And when you come back in, what would it be like if you had to wear those dirty clothes all day long?
I don't know.
It'd be uncomfortable, right? Imagine if you had to go to church in those clothes.
Can I read the last?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Alec, do you understand what
or
we're
to be mm-hmm. cast out because of that justice of which I have spoken?
So we have to find a way to be able to get rid of the filthiness that are caused from our sins. Do you know how that happens?
How do we get rid of our sins?
We get baptized.
Yeah.
We pray about it.
Well,
we
after
repent.
You get baptized.
We repent.
That's right.
We
How
repent.
Do you repent, Alec?
It's through Jesus that happens.
Alec,
right?
But if you've done something wrong, Alec, how do you repent of it? Do you know?
I pray.
And you say what? When you pray?
I'm sorry that I did this.
Right.
Right. Okay, let's read the next one.
Approximately 5 pages.
Yeah, we're done for tonight.
Yeah, chapter 17 is really...
What were the major things that happened in chapter 16?
They found the Liahona.
They got wives. Ishmael died. He broke his bow.
Yep. What about the broken bow? What is that?
They couldn't find any more food because of the bow.
Yeah, how did Nephi choose to respond to that situation?
He made a slingshot.
No, he made a new bow.
He made a new bow, exactly. He adapted to his situation, exactly, exactly. So, for example, if I was to lose my job, one choice would be to sit around the camp and complain about it. The other choice would be to go out and figure something out. How would that be the case in your lives? Like at school or something like that. How can you adapt to situations like that?
If we fail a test, we have to try again.
We have to try to do better if we make up for what you lost.
Yeah, you. The key thing you learn from Nephi is to have a positive attitude and pray for direction.
What about you, Alec? What do you think?
To adapt. That's a good way to describe it.
What do you think, Alec?
Good.
Do you have an example?
Good.
No, he's just reading it. Do you like this, Alec?
What was this one about?
Look at how pretty she looks.
Okay, it is 55 verses.
She's so shiny.
Yeah.
She smells like old perfume.